Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's come to God in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this, the beginning of a new week in your presence, walking in your ways, in the thrilling salvation that is ours in the risen Lord Jesus Christ. How we praise you that he is our Saviour and he is our Lord. And we thank you for your work in our hearts and in our lives even before we knew it. And it will continue even into eternity. Bless us now as we look at your word together. Amen. So we're in John chapter 17, and today we're looking at verse 6. Jesus prays for his disciples. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. So last time on Friday, we looked at what I call his story of glory, the story of the glory of Jesus Christ before the world's foundation, coming through into our world with his incarnation and his life, lived right the way through the cross, the resurrection, back to be with his Father in glory. Well, today we have another his story, and I've called it the his story of grace. It's as if he is zooming in on the lives of the individuals whose lives he has so radically changed. You know, if you use something like Google Maps or even Google Earth, which is kind of like a big scale photograph of Google Maps. If you're used to touch screen technology, you know that there's a new method of getting yourself around and about. You used to be able to drag a finger across the screen and move a cursor. Well, now you can use two fingers and you can pinch and you can stretch. And if you put your two fingers together, your finger and your thumb rather, and you push them apart, if you're on a map, you enlarge the map, you zoom in on the area you want to focus on, and you can then find the directions that you need, even down to road level, actually even down to house level. Well, in this chapter, in this magnificent prayer of Jesus, Jesus has been looking at the cosmic realities, who he is in the order of God in pre-existence, prehistory, right the way through to post-history into eternity. But now he turns his attention to pray, as our text tells us, for his disciples. And here we have another process that actually we can line up in kind of chronological order, so we can see the time procedure that Jesus is talking about. So we're going to move the phrases around a bit so that we can actually get them, as it were, lined up in the clock. So what do we see in this his story of grace? First of all, we see that God the Father has given these disciples to the Son. Jesus says they were yours. They belonged to the Father, and the Father gave them to the Son. So they were already a member of the covenant that God had with Abraham. They were already chosen in him for this eventual working out of their salvation. But now what God has done is he's brought them to his Son, and God the Father has given them into the hands of his Son to perfect his purposes and to fulfill what he has in mind for them. So what has the Son done with these gifts of God to him? Well, we see secondly, what has happened is that Jesus the Son has revealed the Father to them. So he's shown them who God is. Now that's quite astounding, and particularly for a Jew to be able to say that. We have to know, for example, that right the way through the Old Testament, it was believed that no one could look on God and live. If you actually saw God in reality, it would just be too much and you would be consumed and you would die. The Israelites, when Moses came down from the mountain, were afraid to look at his face because it reflected the glory and the magnificence of the God he had been speaking to. We see that right the way through. There is this fear, this tremendous fear of actually looking at God. Well, Jesus says, I've revealed you to them. So in the Son of God, we have the revelation of the Father. And you remember that a little later, Jesus says to his disciples, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." It's right. Jesus is the lens through whom we look and we see the realities of the person of God himself. And we'll come on to the relevance for us in just a minute. So God the Father, who owns these disciples even before, gives them to the Son, and the Son works with them and in them to reveal the Father to them. And then the third and final step in this is that they have obeyed his word. They've received what Jesus has given to him. We'll see that a little bit later. And they have obeyed this word that has come from God through the Son into their own hearts. And they've received this and they've acknowledged and accepted it as what it is, as the word of God. Now, what's that got to do with us? Well, God tends to work in exactly the same way with those who are believers today. Every single person who is truly a member of his church is actually held by God even before they know him. So what we're saying is that even before you knew Christ, God knew you, and he was keeping you for that day when you would acknowledge Jesus as Saviour. Jesus, you remember, said to Nathanael, "Before you came to me, before you saw me, I saw you under the fig tree." And there was no way that he could have seen that because it was at a distance, humanly speaking. And Nathanael was absolutely amazed, astounded that Jesus had that knowledge of him. And so it is that God knows us even before we come to Christ. And you might be able to trace things in your previous life, in your previous existence before you were a Christian, which were kind of miracles of preservation, ways in which God kept you from harm and was saving you for the day when you would come to a knowledge of Jesus. And then what happened was that Jesus became the focus of your attention. And what was important, because what was happening there, was that Jesus is revealing God to you. It is through the Son that you came to know the Father. It is because of the Son that you can call him Father. It is because of the Son that you can come into his presence with joy and thanksgiving and know that your sin is forgiven and dealt with. And you can walk with him day by day and pray the Our Father prayer that is part of your new life in Christ. And then we see that as Jesus' word comes to us, God the Father reveals himself through the Son to us. What happens is that we find our hearts responding. We are obedient to the word that we hear. He reveals himself still to us through his word, through the written word of God, the scriptures. And we find that something inside us reacts to that in a positive way. We find it's a delight to read it. It speaks to our situations, our circumstances. It talks into our lives. It brings strength and help to us when we are in need. And it exhorts and encourages us to share with one another what God is doing in our lives. So these three things that Jesus prays in respect of these disciples whom he had got to know so well. My brother, my sister in Christ, these are true of you as well. God owned you before you knew him. God gave you to the Son at the point where you came to know him. And Jesus reveals the Father to you. And you find in your heart the obedience that comes from the work of the Spirit in you that makes all this possible. And that's a miracle. So let's praise God for this miracle of inward working, which he has accomplished in you today as you walk with Jesus. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you for reaching out and saving us from our former life, from the darkness and death that once surrounded us, and bringing us into your light and your life in the love of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your Son given for us on the cross so that our sins can be forgiven. We thank you for the empty tomb, which proclaims to us that he lives, and he ever lives to make intercession for us and to live within us by his Spirit. So we pray that today we might walk with him and honour and glorify his name. In his name we pray. Amen.